Hey, Kevin Brasler has been on the show before. We always appreciate when you jump back on the Lisa Dent Show, Kevin. He's the executive director of Consumer Checkbook. And I don't know about you, you probably get targeted with ads online, right? I'm getting these ads for fabulous clothes, and I'm like, that price looks fantastic. I must have that jacket. And then I'm like, I don't know. So what do we do?
Mine's all hiking gear.
Oh.
Because I post a lot of pictures of, you know, I'm out hiking somewhere. And so now I'm just inundated with, you know, really lousy looking hiking clothing. And also, there's some grill brush company that just constantly bombards me with ads for their, you know, sponge on a stick.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So, yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, we are being targeted, but some of it is pretty enticing. I mean, but I have ordered a few things. They've come from China. Honestly, I wouldn't have paid $2 for them. And I should have known if I was paying $30 and it was something that looked like it was worth $300. Why do we fall for that?
Well, and you know what? I hate to say it. You're fortunate that you got anything. There are a lot of these ads out on social media these days are from scammers. That people order things. I was talking to a colleague just this morning because I mentioned we were having this conversation today, right? That, you know, I was going on the W Newton show about this, and she said, oh, my dad during the pandemic thought he ordered a guitar. He's paid a lot of money for this, you know, acoustic guitar, and after 2-3 months, he got a shipment from China. It was a mask and an envelope.
Oh, no.
So the worst case scenario from these ads is that they're scams. And almost really, it's like the best case scenario is you didn't really get what you thought you were paying for, but at least you got something. But what you got, you know, that something was lousy.
Yeah,
right?
It's junk.
The grill brush that keeps getting advertised for me is a safe alternative to metal bristled, you know, grill brushes. If you wade into the comments and you get past all the fake comments listed under that ad, people start saying, well, you know, it's a sponge on a stick. It broke after 2 times, right? I can't believe I spent all this money on this thing.
Right. So what do we need to look for? Have. Because this is what you do at Consumer Checkbook. You look out for us. So what should we, I know it's so easy because the Better Business Bureau, they jump on. Steve Burness always says, come on, don't fall for this. $380 million dollars is lost every year to consumers, but it's the time of year to shop.
He knows better than anyone, but I will say this, and this is the advice I'm giving now. Don't buy anything off social media ads.
Really? Nothing?
Until this ended, nothing. And I would say, especially don't buy, unless it's maybe a recognized retailer, a major retailer, even then, I wouldn't buy off social media because you just don't know. These social media companies are not doing nearly enough to police these ads. They're just allowing them to continue. And worse, they know these scams are occurring among their advertisers, and yet they are arming the criminals with information on who might be most vulnerable to fall for these ads, right? They may do it based on age or interest, right? Or what they've bought in the past or what they were searching for in Chrome in their Chrome browser earlier that day or minutes before, right? And so I think at this point, you just can't trust these ads. There are just far too many complaints. As our friends at the BBB will tell you, there are just so many complaints right now off these ads that I would avoid them altogether. Just avoid social media in terms of shopping.
Kevin Brasler, this is interesting coming from you, and I appreciate it. So you're telling me that never, ever, when they target, and what's really more bothersome to me is it really resonates with me that you just said, of course, Facebook is watching that you searched hiking gear, that you posted pictures that you were hiking, that you're grilling, and they are turning around selling that information to an advertiser who's going to try and sell you junk when they know that this is a scam.
They're tracking what you're searching for and looking at on the web, too. So they're weaponizing your own personal data in terms of, you know, I'm not saying they're complicit, right, with the criminals, but they are offering up to companies that seem legitimate, probably, right, but that are really criminal enterprises and scamming people. They are weaponizing your data and using it against you to sell you stuff that either doesn't exist because they're just trying to scam you or is not what they've promised, right? And so I think you have to avoid buying off these ads altogether. I do think the social media companies bear some responsibility here because the biggest problem is that they're also hosting a lot of fake comments on these ads, right? If you dig into these comments, they're gushing with approval over these, even the scams, right? I mean, it's just so easy to game social media sites in terms of the comments that are left for these ads. The FTC has warned basically every company in this country that has reviews on its website that they're, you know, they need to be careful about hosting fake reviews. They need to be, you know, have some kind of clean protocols in place. And yet when it comes to ads, it seems like very little is being done.
And of course, you're giving these people your credit card number.
Yeah. And, you know, and so the good news, though, is that there's something called the Federal Fair Credit Billing Act, which means essentially that if you pay for something using a credit card and it was never delivered, or what was delivered, what wasn't promised, or even you're not happy with what was delivered and you try to work it out with the seller and you can't come to some arrangement, then you can go to your credit card company and say, you know, either fraud occurred, they didn't send me what I paid for, or what was sent, it's not the quality, is what was advertised. And 9 times out of 10 consumers will get their money back if they're dissatisfied. If a scam occurred, they'll definitely get their money back. You're not responsible for fraudulent charges to your credit card or to your debit card with a major, with a bank.
Okay. So the bottom line is today, do not order anything that is targeted at you through an ad on social media.
I just, until they can clean up their acts, I just think you just stay away from it.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Kevin Brasler is the executive editor of checkbook.org. You need to check it out. It's checkbook.org. I find a lot of great information on there. And yeah, it's nothing that we haven't heard before, but man, it's just easy to fall prey sometime. Hey, Steve has your 4 o'clock news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
From all of us at WGN,
Merry Christmas
and Happy Holidays.
WGN.